This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Landis. I'm Mark Magnuson. While much of the focus in the USDA WASDE reports centers on row crops such as corn and soybeans, the reports also help to provide a snapshot of the situation for various products such as soybean oil. We will hear more from USDA World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Mark Jekinowski next.
Every farmer knows a strong season starts long before the planter rolls. At Landis, our agronomists are here to help you choose the right seed for your fields and protect it with acre-edge seed treatments that give your crop a stronger, healthier start. And with flexible financing options, it's easier than ever to plan ahead, manage cash flow, and capture early season savings. Talk with your local Landis agronomist today and plant with confidence.
The most recent WASDE report for January helps to detail the current conditions for soybean oil production, supply, and use.
A couple important things here to note: higher crush but lower extraction rates, meaning a reduction in soybean oil production. Soybean use for biofuel, we reduced 700 million pounds based on slower than expected pace to date, and the fact that we're seeing a lot more tallow coming in used for biofuels.
That is USDA World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Mark Jekinowski, who says biofuels production played a major role in the changes to this month's soybean oil numbers.
Big increase in soybean oil used for biofuels year over year, up about 3 billion pounds, and that is mainly driven by current proposed RVO.
Jekinowski is referring to the Environmental Protection Agency's proposed 2026 and 2027 renewable volume obligations under the Renewable Fuel Standard. The season-ending average price for soybean oil was unchanged in the January USDA WASDE report at 53 cents per pound. For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter, which delivers those five daily stories to your inbox each day. Also on our website, you can find the latest episode of Pods of Potential. This month's topic is soybean cyst nematodes, and you can find that on the homepage under the podcast tab. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters.